recording, Kathy. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. Welcome to the Grace Harbor Transportation Authority meeting for September 9th, 2025. It's just after 4 p.m. and we do have a quorum. I'll ask Ken to call the roll, please.
Of course. Commissioner Hall?
Here.
Commissioner Miller?
Here.
ATU President Newell?
Here.
Mayor Orr?
Here.
Commissioner Raines?
Here.
We're missing Mayor Collette and Mayor Winkleman.
Okay, thank you. I don't believe we had any last time I checked with Ken. We didn't have any additions or, revisions to the agenda. So I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Seconded.
Thank you. We have a motion and second to approve today's agenda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Under consent agenda, we have the meeting minutes of July 8th, 2025, as well as the special meeting minutes of August 26th, 2025, and vouchers for July totaling $1,243,406.87, and payroll of $996,247.40. And for August, we have total vouchers of $1,198,419.09. Of that payroll of $990,279.15. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and second to approve the consent agenda as outlined. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Down to communications and public comment. First, we'll go to ATU President Mark Newell. Mark, do you have any comments for us today?
Not this evening, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Ken, and you have a letter from the Master Gardeners?
Yes, they provided a service, shuttle service for them, and they appreciated our efforts on the bus service. But do you have anything?
We transferred
130 people to the event, and they were very appreciative of our service.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you very much. And I'm glad that they felt well taken care of. Do we have any public comment at this time? Individuals wanting to comment can either raise their hand, approach the meeting table, or put your comment in a chat box.
Vicki, Josh has now joined us.
Thank you. We'll note for the record at 4:07 p.m., Mayor Collette has joined. Any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move down to committee reports. For chair's report, the only thing that I have is we do have a retreat coming up later this month, and it is the 22nd, Ken? I don't have it in front of me. I believe it's the 22nd. The 22nd in Montesano, yes. In the commission chamber area. And I just want to thank the team and County Administrator Sam Kim for coordinating that retreat for us. I know that it's going to be informative and fun, and I believe lunch is being provided. So we got all around us good things happening. That's all I have for the chair's report. Going to finance and facility committees, there's been no need for them to meet at this time. So we'll move on beyond those and go down to item number 7, which is report of officers. And I'll turn it over to Ken.
Thank you, Vicki. I'd like to introduce our newest member of this team. Mr. Eric Lind comes to us from Bend, Oregon. He worked at a transit agency there, the part of the COG in Bend, Oregon. And he's going to be our new marketing and communications and outreach specialist here. And his efforts has already made a big difference in our whole setup here. Thank you, Eric. So, Eric, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff, for inviting me, and thanks the commissioners for letting me speak here. My name is Eric. I graduated UW-Tacoma a little over 10 years ago and then moved out to Bend, but I've got family in the Puget Sound area out here, and you know, this is when I met my wife. We would always come play out here in Quinault and on the beach and all that. We love this area, so I'm excited to be back and be able to give back to the community out here. But like Ken said, I'll be running marketing, communications, and outreach, and hoping to spend more time out in the community, doing events, bringing recognition to the services that we provide, and developing a new website and social media for us as well.
Great.
Thank you.
Exciting times.
So past couple of months, we've been we participated in Loggers Day play day event on Saturday the 6th. We would love to see the bus on the parade. We also have been very busy doing a space a search for office space for our entire team, management team. And then we have a retreat on September 22nd, like Vicky said. And we have our 50th anniversary event on October 4th, and everybody's invited. So if you have the invitations went out to the board, they go out to the board.
Yes.
So you probably have it in your mailbox. You can respond if you want to come, or you have a plus one, or you're not going. So that would be great. It's on October 4th. At the Lock Pavilion. So that's all I have, Ricky.
Okay, do you want to go ahead?
Let's go to the packet, ridership. Okay. Monthly ridership is on page 2. Page 8, monthly ridership report. This is really, we're not breaking the records of last year, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. Then right after that is our monthly graphical review representation. You can see that it's a little jogging down, but you don't have to worry about that, not yet. And then the following page 10, is a day-to-day ridership. As you can see, that we were about 6,000 riders, 6,500 riders less than last year. Then let's see page 11 is our Saturday ridership. Looks good. Sunday ridership, we need to adjust the formula in the bottom. It doesn't have the correct average, so I just want to let you know that we'll fix it next time. Then let's go to page 14. It's our Delta Ride ridership with this year and last year. Doesn't show any surprising number. Then page 15 is our Centralia Oakville. What did I add? And then page 18, that shows all the urban routes for 24-25. If you have any questions, let me know, please. And then our Dash service, Dash and Wave, on page 17. Page 18 is our ridership for 15 and under and zones ridership that we have to provide to the state for funding we received. Well, that's our ridership section. And next section is our revenue, page 19, which is we're still waiting for some grant revenues to come in, but not to worry, it'll come. Page 20 is our sales tax report that is really good. Yeah. August is 17% over last year. That's amazing.
This is year today, right there.
And the year today is 7% over last year this time.
Let's hope it holds through the end of the year.
Yeah, where's
year today? Year today is 7%.
Oh, 7%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then page 21 is our expense report. It's 47%, is pretty good. Then page 22 is our cash flow report. Statistical report. We've matched up, but things are getting more expensive. And revenue has come to us, so it'll be adjusted in the next few months. Then page 23 is our cash flow.
Nope, you don't have anything to add to that.
Yeah, our cash flow is investment is at reserve is at 28.2. Good. We need all our money for all the projects we have. Is Abby there?
No.
Then Eric, is you on deck? Oh yeah, Ethan is on deck. So right, we're at 13 van pool vans now, but we just had another group starting this week. This week. So we're going to jump up to 14 next month when we report right here. So that's our reports. Now let's go to IT David.
I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Facilities. Anna.
Hi. I don't have a lot to report, but we have just had a really busy summer, and I feel like I'm getting kind of comfortable in my new position here, so I think things are going well.
Great. Thank you very much. Let's go to safety and training, Sean.
So we got a class of six coming up, starting the 15th. And we'll have two from Pacific Transit. This last Saturday, we certified four trainers, two for Pacific, so they can help us out with their group. We are planning another class maybe next weekend or this next Saturday for some more trainers for us. And I'm going to add a couple for Lewis County so they can help out with their training. It'll alleviate a lot of work that we have to do when they're helping us out. And then that's it.
So that's 6 + 2, that's 8 people.
8 people, yeah.
Monday.
Yep, definitely.
It's a big university of transit. Okay, thank you. Let's go to human resources, Katie.
So as Sean said, we have six new operators and one accounting specialist, Kathy's replacement for the payroll side of her job, start on Monday. I don't want to curse us, but we're pretty close to being fully staffed. Thanks to Alicia, who's on a well-deserved vacation. And that's it.
Thank you. Let's go to Operations Meadow.
I don't have anything to report.
Okay.
We had Master Gardeners in the flowers play day at Van Pool. We stole them.
He always steals all of them.
I'm too eager, though. Next time, let me know. All right, let's go to maintenance talk.
Hey, we're happy to announce that we have hired Kevin Lilfink as a new mechanic in our shop. He started this week. And then we've also going to promote Kevin Grant on the 15th from a washer fueler in our maintenance as a mechanic. So they're both going to be welcome additions to our department.
Yeah. They do spell their names different, though. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's go to. Grant planning procurement. Abby's on the road now. I think Ethan is going to present.
Yeah, so I won't be able to fill in as much detail, but we've purchased 4 cutaways, 5 passenger vans, all under grants, and those are now coming sometime in the near future. And we're working on several A&E projects. Those are in the beginning stages, and several policy changes, some of which I'll read off here soon, and adjustments to the purchasing policy to come in future.
Thank you. Let's go to Abby Goval.
Nothing to report at this time.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, tomorrow's payday.
Okay. So that's it.
It's always reports. Thanks, Ken. It's we always love Abby's report when she says it's payday tomorrow or close to payday. So that's always a plus. Thank you very much. Appreciate everyone's efforts there. We're going to move down to item 8 for unfinished business. We don't have any at this time. I did speak with Ken. He's still reviewing and getting some additional marketing data regarding the real estate issue we discussed last month. So we're not having an executive session this month. We will do that at a later date. We'll move down to new business. And the first we have, I'm assuming the staff report will be the same, but we have an interlocal agreement with Lewis County Transit, followed by the same interlocal agreement with Pacific County Transit. Looks like we're going to Sean for a report on these.
Yes.
All right, basically, it's an interlocal agreement between us and Pacific and Lewis to provide training for them. It gives the cost we charge them for training when they're using our vehicles and using our trainers. So basically, it's just an agreement between us. And hopefully, we get it signed because, well, we have it. So
awesome.
Together, so it's all good.
All right. And I'm assuming that both of these interlocal agreements have been reviewed by legal. Art?
Yes, I did review them, and I apologize to Sean. He sent me an update on it, and I didn't get back to him, but he took the ones that I proposed and modified them slightly, but they're fine.
Okay. So with that, I would entertain a motion on 9A to approve the interlocal agreement with Lewis County Transit.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion, a second to approve. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 9B is the interlocal agreement with Pacific County Transit. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item C is a interlocal agreement with the City of Aberdeen regarding sweeping. And Anna?
Yeah, so this interlocal agreement will be a lot like what we have with City of Hoquiam. Hoquiam comes and sweeps their lot on 30th Street, and Aberdeen will be sweeping our lot at the Aberdeen Transit Center. I'm hoping to get this approved because it will not only help the facilities look better, but it also helps the stormwater. And I've been working with Brett Bradley from Aberdeen, and he's been wonderful. He put together a schedule, and they're planning to come and sweep for us twice a month. So I would like your approval.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much. So regarding 9C interlocal agreement with the City of Aberdeen for sweeping of the Aberdeen Transit Center, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Oops, sorry.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item D is Facilities Direct Contracting Policy 20.18. This is a new policy. With Abby's absence, I'm assuming I go to Ethan?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, so this is for small public works projects under $5,000. It allows us to use the MRSC roster to directly contract with the vendor, you know, following the rules and regulations laid out by the RCW, which is addressed in the policy. It also ties into, and sorry, I'm going to skip over real quick to the business utilization plan that ties into the direct purchasing policy or direct contracting policy, because that's needed in order to have the direct purchasing policy and ability to use direct contracting.
So what you're saying is items D and E go together, technically.
Technically, but also separate.
Separate, but you need one with the other.
Yeah.
All righty. Do I have a motion to approve the facilities direct contracting policy 20.18?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item E is the Public Works Electronic Bidding Policy 2019. Again, this is a new policy, as Ethan mentioned. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
And a second.
I'll second.
Thanks, Mayor. We have a motion and a second to approve the Public Works Electronic Bidding Process Policy 20.19. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 9F is the Business Utilization Plan. This is an updated or new policy 20.20. Ethan, do you want to give us an update on this? I think you mentioned this one as well when you were talking about 20.18.
Yeah, so this is something that's needed for the direct purchasing or direct contracting policy. It is laid out as a plan that shows what we've used for direct contracting with vendors we've gone with. Right now, it's the first of its, it's the first year. So it's not, it's going to be kind of blank. It doesn't have the vendors we've gone with yet, but it does lay out kind of our goals and ties back into the direct contracting policy.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion and a second to approve the Business Utilization Plan 20.20?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. We're down to item 9G, as in Georgia. We have resolution 2025-09-001. This is grant PTD 1062. Abby?
Hi there. Let me just get to the right page so I can tell you which one we're dealing with. Sorry, we it's been a busy day. 1062. So this is for a 5339 federal grant, and that is for the purchase of a bus, one of our bus replacements.
Okay. Thank you.
Those are the cutaway.
Going to the board.
Yeah.
Going to the board. Do we have a motion to approve resolution 2025-09-001?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve. Any discussion?
Just out of curiosity.
Go ahead.
How much is the bus? Or do we put money down on the bus in advance and then, or like, you know, like we do with fire trucks in the cities? Or do we just buy them?
Yeah,
I mean,
Okay. Abby. So we budgeted $826,000 and we don't put money down on them, although we are allowed to put money down and do progressive payments, but Gillig is the company that we order through, and we pay when we when they've completed the bus build.
Okay.
That's for like 12 buses. Oh, that's a big bus. One bus.
Yes.
$800,000.
Yes.
Wow. It's like leather seats.
There's a little robot that serves drinks down the aisle too. Okay. We do have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2025-009-001, which is the grant for the PTD 1062. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item H is resolution 2025-09-002 for grant PTD 1064. Abby?
This is a grant for an intelligent security system that is going to span our entire footprint. So it will update the cameras that we already have. And it will add cameras to places we don't have them currently. So other transit centers and park and rides.
Any questions for Abby? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to, thank you both. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2025-09-002 for grant 1064. Any discussion? All
can
in favor?
Have the amounts on those grants?
Oh, yeah, you can have the amount.
They should be in your packet as well.
Yeah, okay, so let me get to the right spot then. Thank you. Thank you.
Again, I'll call the question on 1064.
Would you like me to respond to the amount?
I see it here. It's
okay.
Total project 783,436.
Yep.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'll try to keep up.
any opposed? Motion passes. Next is item I, resolution 2025-09-003 for grant. PTD 1065. Abby?
This is a grant for a capital improvement plan study and to couple that with a zero emission plan. The transits, you know, historically, when we wrote this grant last year, the goal was still to get zero emissions. But we would like to still include like an alternative best alternative fuel for our area because, you know, there's just complications with replacing diesel buses with alternative fuel buses because they can't go the same amount of distance that a diesel bus can go. So I'd still like to include that in this study, but I definitely would like to move forward with the capital improvement plan that we wrote this grant for.
Okay. Any questions for Abby on that?
Oh, do you want me to give you the amount?
If you have it handy.
$305,000 is the total budgeted amount.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to approve the resolution for the capital improvement plan zero emissions grant in the amount of $305,000? Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion, a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Getting near the end, people. Item J is resolution 2025-09-005 for the grant PDT, PTD 1166. What does the PTD stand for again?
Public Transportation Division.
It's the division part that got me. Can you give us a staff report on this one on 1066, Abby?
Yes, this one is for a new online, so it's a new and expanded online training program for the safety and training department. It's the kind of best in class industry standard for doing operator training. And it's got some added on components that we haven't had before. And it's online, so, you know, Sean doesn't have to try to figure out CDs. Burning out CDs and whatnot. So anyways, it's a really nice training program for our operators. And it's for $6,100.
Do you want to give us? Great, thank you. Any questions for Abby? If not, I'll entertain a motion on the resolution for the grant PTD 1166 for the new online training module.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Thank you, Commissioner and Mayor. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 9K is resolution 2025-09-005, grant PTD 1242. I'll go to Abby again for staff report.
This one is for the Washington State Rideshare Subsidy. So employees of the state get a subsidy to ride to use Vanpool vans or to use rideshare. It's another name for it. And so we've been doing this with the state for the last year, maybe year and a half. And so we use this average that we've spent in the past to create the budget for this next 2-year cycle. And so that's $75,898.
Okay. Any questions for Abby? I'm not hearing any, so I would request a motion to approve resolution 2025-09-005 for the PTD grant 1242.
So moved.
Thank you, Mayor. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mayor. We have a motion second to approve the PTD grant 1242 for the Washington State Rideshare in the amount of $75,898. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 9I, last in the nine section, is resolution. Pardon me?
Excuse me, is that L? Item L?
Oh, it's L. It is L. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It is a long day, isn't it, Abby? 9L. Resolution 2025-09-006 is grant award letters. Go to a staff report, Abby Wheeler.
This resolution, we were requesting that that the board would authorize Ken Meehan, subject to review by staff and general counsel, to execute the grant agreements when they come in. So we've been awarded all these grants. We have the award letters from WashDOT, but we don't have actual contracts with them. And so our request is that you would allow Ken to sign for these grants. So there are 7 of them that we're still expecting grant contracts for. And do you want me to go through them in detail?
My only question is for Art. You don't have a problem with that, Art, doing a blanket approval?
It was proposed that they would be he would be authorized to sign them. And what I did was I simply put in the check of subject to staff and general counsel review. Even though we've been awarded, we don't have the actual written contract in front of us. And so rather than just say he can sign anything, there's going to be one more step, or actually two steps. One step is that the staff will say, yep, this is what we asked for, and this is what it says. And then I will get a chance to say, yes, this is a proper contract to sign. And then he'll be able to sign it. Otherwise, we have to wait till they come in, and some of these won't be in till December.
That makes sense. And then it's a rush to try and coordinate all of us to come together to approve seven contracts at seven different times.
Yep.
I don't disagree, but I appreciate your review and consideration of that as well. Any questions for either Abby or Art? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the resolution regarding grant award letters.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you all. We have a motion and a second, a couple seconds, to approve the resolution 2025-009006, authorizing the general manager to sign the grant awards as they come in, as stipulated. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you all. Pardon me?
The second page of the agenda meeting.
Yeah, I have it. That's the last of our action items. Next, we have board comments. Do we have any board member comments at this time? I would like to take a quick moment to thank Kathy for sending out the reminder notice earlier this morning. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate those that are in attendance today. I do have a bit of concern. I'll reach out to Mayor Winkleman. I know he's been very, very busy, but it's challenging for us at times to get a quorum. It might be a good time to rotate to let the City of Ocean Shores, because they both kind of are in the same realm of population for that second largest city. And give Ocean Shores Mayor a chance to sit on the board. And so I'll reach out to Mayor Winkleman before our next meeting and bring back a report for that. Okay. Any other board comments or items that people would like to discuss?
You still have one.
Yes, go ahead, Glenn.
I want to thank Kathy for a great job today.
Oh. Yeah, very good. Very good. Appreciate everybody's hard work. All righty, if we don't have anything.
Commissioner Renz?
Yes.
I have just one thing. It's kind of connected to housing and trying to get youth located in Grace Harbor. And I was reading recently that they kind of like to be connected back to the urban centers for like concerts and activities that happen up in Seattle. And I'm wondering if we've given any consideration or if it would be in our purview to try to connect up to like Sound Transit on the weekends or something like that. I mean, all the way up to like Federal Way. I know we go into Olympia, but I don't know, is programming like that in our scope, or Abby, is there grants that allow us to connect that?
I think you're
regionally, or I just curious.
I think your best bet's to have that conversation with the general manager and assistant general manager as far as where we can go and for what purpose. We had to get special consideration when we had the kidney dialysis transports because we were going out of our service area. And so that would be a discussion that we'd have to have further, Commissioner Hull. I don't think that's anything we can address tonight, but it's certainly something we could have a conversation about in the future and have Ken and Jean look into.
Ricky, Eric has something to say.
Yeah, and just adding on to part of what we're going to be doing with our revamped communications program is explaining better how you can make those connections to other agencies. Just last month when we had a Writer Appreciation Day, we had a group of half dozen or so students that came down from Seattle. Transit fans, they came down with their cameras and they took transit every leg of the way. We had some from Bellevue, Bothell, Kirkland, all coming to visit and check out our system here. And it took transit getting here and getting back. So it is possible. We just have to make it easy to understand how.
And I think there's that group of youth or young adults that are really into their ridership like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A way to try to facilitate them.
Yeah.
And get them to live here and work here. Right. That's the truth, right?
I thought you were going to say that there's a lot of the youth that are interested in those concerts. And I was going to say, hey, wait a minute, that I'm interested in concerts.
Well, you can ride.
All right. If we don't have any further business at this time, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Thank you. We're adjourned, everyone. Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there.
Everybody.
We'll
Thank
see you
very
soon.
Much.
Take care.
Good day, everybody.
I was going to say.